So Chillicothe outscored 18-2 in the second, outscored 19-4 in the third. And as the fourth quarter begins, Chillicothe down 47-15. So unless they can get back-to-back buckets, it will be a very fast fourth quarter with a running clock that only stops during timeouts. Loose basketball. As Graves lost it for a second, dived after it along with a couple of Kearney players leading by 32. They have their starters into the ball game. So leading by 32 in the fourth, the starters are playing for Kearney. Across the timeline, Kearney goes over to Megan Paul, left wing. Up top to Cook. Right side, Chillicothe trying to play a little bit better defense. Wide open up top, Lee for three. Lee pads her stats, and it's 35-point lead. I don't know what 1 point is enough, but 50-15. Varsity stays in and continues their three-point onslaught. Bounce pass inside. Grace wasn't ready for it. Picked up by Cook. Cook slows it down, brings it across the timeline. Leading by 35. Left side, Lee all alone. Sure, why not fire up another tray? Doesn't get it to fall. Battle for the basketball. Finally controlled once again by Kearney. Kearney starting five in the ball game. 6:26 left to play. 50-15. Kearney with the lead. Circle left. Lee looking inside to Doan. Can't get it there. Now they get it into Doan. Pivot, shoots, and scores. Doan with eight, and it's a 37-point game. 52-15. Right side, Williams up top to McKitty. Back over to Williams, right wing. Barnett, feed inside to McKitty, and McKitty gets it to fall. One-hander, turn around, McKitty has her second bucket tonight. Across the timeline, Hartzler works it over to Cook, right wing. Up top to Paul. Dish inside, stolen by Gilliland. Gilliland brings it down court, gives it to Graves. Graves stops, pops, doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe rebounded. As diving for the basketball was Madison Williams, and Coach Parkey takes a timeout immediately to avoid the jump ball. So Chillicothe, you get the ball back when we return back in 30. You're listening to Chillicothe Basketball on KCHI. So timeout over. Chillicothe loses it back court. It was touched by Kearney. Graves goes back court to get it. Tries a half-court pass. Easy steal for Kearney. And Doan misses point blank. Kearney gets the rebound to keep it alive. And Jesse Hartzler gets her first bucket on the stick back. 54-17. Oh, well, I guess a 37-point lead with 4 minutes left on our winning clock is comfortable enough to get your second five in. Haley Jones checks in for Graves. 54-17, clock continues to run unless there's an official timeout. Other than that, it will continue to run unless Chillicothe can get the deficit to below 30. Circle left, Brewer. Up top to Gallagher. Right side to Cecil, back up top. Three-pointer doesn't work. Two-pointer doesn't work. And the layup works. Erin Gilliland with her first bucket tonight on her second shot attempt. Answered by Hess. Chillicothe down court, 56-19, in case you're playing along at home, 3:31 in counting. Barnett, long-range deuce. Now the shots are starting to fall. That's a couple of nice buckets there for Chillicothe, something to build on, 56-21. Cecil works it between the circles to Brewer. Circle left to Hess. Looking inside, can't get it there. And they go back up top to Barrow. Barrow, high post jumper. Off the rim, Chillicothe the rebound. Out of bounds off of Chillicothe. Chillicothe fans didn't like that as Chillicothe hustled down court, tried a fast break attempt, but lost the ball out of bounds, they say. It's a couple of groans and head shakes from some of the Chillicothe faithful that made the trip down to Kearney. Once again, Chillicothe at Maryville boys tomorrow. The only boys game this week. Maryville boys pretty good. Chillicothe looking to bounce back from a loss to Kirksville on Saturday. Air ball tossed up by Callie Brewer. Missed absolutely everything but the out-of-bounds mark. And they're going to say it actually went out-of-bounds off of Chillicothe's hand, who's fighting for the rebound. Kirsten Lawler will check in with under 2 minutes to play. That shot didn't fall for Hess from the paint. And Kearney just, this is never going to back down. Doesn't matter how much they lead by, they're still going to die for basketballs. They're still going to shoot shots, and they're still going to do anything they can to score more points. 56-21, Kearney's basketball. Cecil gets it in. Outside, there's another three-pointer. Doink off the rim for Brewer. Gets the rebound to Chillicothe. And there's finally a jump ball as Graves is tied up with Gallagher fighting for the rebound. Possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. It was the three ball that got Chillicothe into trouble. Kearney made him, and Chillicothe didn't shoot that many of them. And that's what helped this game get out of hand, was that outside perimeter shooting. Lawler up top to Jones, left side. And there's a three-pointer, as I talk about. There's Williams' second three-pointer of the game. 56-24, under a minute to play. Chillicothe knocks the ball back court. They go back to retrieve it, bring it down court again. Defense comes up and helps. Up top. Wow, really? You got 30 seconds left. You're leading by that much, and you're still shooting threes? That's just, I'll say it, that's just a lack of class. Just a lack of class. We certainly don't do that. And a uniform or injury timeout for one of the Kearney players. /59/24. 15 seconds left. Graves from the free throw line. Turnaround jumper. 59-26. Are they actually not going to shoot? Better shoot. Hurry up. Cross the line. And Kearney actually thinks that 59-26 with 10 seconds left is probably a safe enough score. 59-26. Very talented Kearney team defeated Chillicothe. It was a pretty tight first quarter, but then the three-point shot started to rain down, and it was all Kearney after that. We'll be back with the scoring totals after this on KCHI.